102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Annetta this morning. Good morning, Annetta. Welcome to the Dream Team. Thanks for reaching out.
Good morning.
All right. Now, you're going to be seeking a pardon from your boo, your man, Corey, this morning. He actually bought you a gift, a surprise gift, for your birthday, but you were not too fond of it. Tell us about it.
In hindsight, I'm realizing that I was acting a little ungrateful. So I've been saving up for a car, and, you know, we've been together for 4 years. And so he sees me making little sacrifices here and there to get the car. And he surprised me with a car for my birthday, which is great. But I'm going to be honest. I acted like a little brat. I didn't really like what he chose. And I...
You were less than enthusiastic.
Yes, I was. That's a good way of putting it.
Now, were you rude about it, though? Because that's really the key right there. Like, were you mean about it?
The thing is, I don't know if there's a way to not be rude about it if someone buys you a car. That's what I'm realizing. I tried to be nice about it and tell him, you know, me saving up. I'm not saving up for Ferrari, but I did have certain requirements that I wanted, you know, the car to have. And this car was missing a couple of them. And I tried to explain that, and of course,
like it was missing a couple of like seats for instance. Just
I feel where you're coming from. Like if somebody buys you something that you can't really use, like if they buy you an RV for whatever reason, it's like I can't use this. I'm just trying to get from point A to point B.
Okay, Annetta, run it on down. So your boo Corey surprises you with the car for your birthday. What was your real reaction? Let the Dream Team know. Be honest. Come on
Speak
now.
On it.
Speak on it.
I was a little underwhelmed, and I told him that this wasn't what I wanted, and it wasn't really exactly what I needed, and it started an argument. And, you know, he's been distant ever since and upset, and I think I'm realizing that if I was him, I would be upset too. So
you do understand that this was a surprise gift, so he couldn't consult you on it, actually, because it was a surprise.
But he should have, though, right? I mean, if you're buying somebody a car, that's a big life tool. I mean, they got to be okay with it, you know? They might not want to pay the insurance on a big old car or a little car. You never know.
You know, I get it. When you're disappointed, when you have your expectations and something doesn't meet your expectations, there's always that feeling of disappointment.
Let me ask you, was it at least near something that you might like?
Well, it had 4 wheels and an engine.
Okay,
so,
well, there we go. Well, that just matches the requirements for just a car, just like any old vehicle.
Exactly. And, you know, it's hard to just be like, okay, this is great, but can we exchange it for something else? It's not like, you know, he bought me a handbag or a bottle of perfume. This is a whole car. That makes it a whole process. But it isn't what I wanted or needed. So I just want to apologize because I feel like I understand that really it was a really thoughtful thing to do, you know. So
are you driving the car now?
I mean, no.
Wow, it's not bad, huh?
Oh, wow.
She's like, okay. I got it, and I still won't drive it.
Still not even driving it. Well, that's a different wrinkle.
Okay. See, sometimes, guys, we just think we know exactly what our girl wants. We don't even have to question it, don't have to wonder at all. That could be our downfall sometimes.
Yeah, maybe Corey didn't even get in the ballpark, obviously, or in the parking lot. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back with Corey and find out exactly how he felt about the whole situation, get his side, and we'll see if he'll grant you a pardon. How's that, Annetta?
Okay, I thank you for your help.
Good morning, Corey. How you feel, my brother? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
All right, Corey, you out here like Oprah. You get a car. You get a car.
Corey is a good man.
A good man out here passing out cars for birthdays now. We understand there was a little problem when you presented Annetta with her gift for her birthday. Go ahead and tell us exactly what happened, man.
Yeah. It's crazy because, I got her this car. I know she was saving up for a car, but, you know, to ease some of the burden, I just decided to purchase her one. You know, it was a birthday. A friend of mine had a good deal on the car, a car that's paid off. You know, you don't have a note. So I'm thinking I'm doing a good thing. And I give it to her, and it was just complaint. You know, we got into an argument. Now, who gets into an argument after they've just been given a car? When you don't have a car, I was her mode of transportation. You know, anytime she needs to go somewhere, she would call me to pick her up. So I would leave work, go get her, take her wherever she needs to go, you know. So it was just a car for her to get around.
Now, Corey, typically I would agree with you on this because, you know, people should be grateful for thoughtful gifts like that. But, you know, let's say you needed some shoes to go running and then somebody brings you some wingtips. I mean, I appreciate it's the fact that you got me some shoes, but maybe you didn't get the right car for her, you know, just like they could possibly give you the wrong shoes for running. Maybe you didn't get her the right car for her lifestyle. Is that possible?
The only thing that I'm thinking about, I wanted her to have something to get around in. It wasn't the car that she was going to spend the rest of her life in. You know what I mean? I just wanted her to be able to get around.
You feel like right now it's a pandemic. Where you going? You're going to Safeway. You're coming back home.
Exactly.
Where are you really going right now?
Exactly.
I kind of see that logic. I kind of see that logic. And then, yeah, down the line, maybe you flip it and get something better. I see what you're saying.
That's it. A to B. It's just to get you around. You know, maybe it doesn't look the best, but hey, if the car is paid off and it's yours.
It's an 81 Ford Fiesta. You know, just deal with it. Live with it.
No.
Come on now. It's an 84. Oh, my bad. Let me get the right year. Come on, man. Get that man his props. All right. We got Annetta on the line this morning. Annetta, go ahead and talk to Corey. He felt that you were less than thrilled with his generous gift.
Hi, baby. I know this is kind of weird, but I wanted to make a big deal out of really saying thank you and apologizing for not really showing you how grateful that I really am that you were so thoughtful and brought me that car. It isn't exactly what I wanted, so that you did it with the right thing in your heart and you treat me so well, and I just wanted to say thank you.
It's a little difficult to hear thank you now, because when I gave you the car, you know, I didn't hear thank you. I heard complaints. So now I appreciate it. I appreciate, you know, you thanking me, but it took a toll on me.
I know that you went through all the trouble to make sure it was a surprise. I just, at the time, I was thinking, like, man, this is a kind of a big deal. Like, why couldn't you consult me at all? And I just, all of that aside, I just wanted to say,
Annetta, do you consult him on every gift that you've ever given him? Like, what kind of gifts have you received over the years, Corey?
Good question.
Let's see. What can I remember? She gave me some body wash one time, a cactus.
Okay. Some Old Spice.
Hold on, a cactus.
Some ice trees. I mean, she really hasn't given me any gifts. But these.
What about that beard oil? You love that beard oil.
There we go.
Yeah, the beard oil was nice. It was nice. But
got
I bought
you shining.
A car. I bought you a car. You know, you bought me beard oil. I bought you a car. You know what I mean?
And hold on, Corey. So what are we comparing gifts now?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Go back. Did you say cactus?
She bought me a cactus. I've got mice trays, you know, and I'm not complaining about it, but, you know, you want to talk about bad gifts? You know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to call them bad, you know.
Hey, Tony, a cactus is a great gift. You ain't even got to water it. I'm sure my wife got a couple cacti, but I'm just saying, man.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, Annetta, what do you got to say for yourself before we make this decision?
Again, all I can say is I'm sorry. I overreacted, but he's never seen me do anything like that before. He knows that I'm really grateful, and I just want to say I'm sorry.
Okay.
I miss us. I want us to go back to everything is fine. I don't want him to hold this over my head forever.
All right. You heard her. What are you going to do at this point? Are you going to grant her a pardon?
You know what? I don't think I can. It was a big deal the way you were acted after I bought you this car. But you know what? I want you to, you can keep the car and, you know, just good luck with it. But I think we got to move on.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
That's it. Relationship over, what? Corey?
I think we got to move on. That hurt, bro. That hurt. I've never been hurt like that before.
Man,
honestly.
They're breaking over a gremlin. So how do you feel at this time that you didn't get your pardon?
He doesn't mean it. He's just upset right now.
Annetta's in denial right now.
We've been together for 4 years. Like, I understand. I've been upset with him before. He doesn't mean it. It's fine. It's okay.
All right. Well, sometimes you get a pardon, sometimes you don't. But this is how we do it every single weekday with your dream team on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks and R&B.